Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got a longtime friend of the show joining us right now.
Great.
He is an author of the book Get the Guy, which Kelly read, and look at her.
She's got a guy and stuff. I didn't even read the entire thing. I got halfway through it and say, I got this.
You got the whole guy, though.
Well, you don't want to tell him you didn't read the whole book.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And he also has a website, howtogettheguy.com. His name is Matthew Hussey, and ladies, he will help you hardcore. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, guys. Kelly, you know the last section of the book is Keep the Guy.
Oh, Lord, maybe I do need to pull that back out.
Yeah.
Because I got him.
Yeah, definitely read the Keep the Guy
you
part.
You need to read the Keep the Guy.
Matthew, I wanted to ask you a question because Caroline Craddock, kid's daughter, is working with us now. She's in her 20s, and she's going through a 30-day detox.
A man detox.
From yeah, not alcohol.
She's
man,
actually in
man.
Here with us right now.
Hi, Matthew.
Oh, let me turn you on.
Hello, Caroline.
Let me get you all set up.
Try the other
How about
one.
Now?
Can't even turn her on this detox.
That one.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Caroline.
Do you like my idea of a dating detox or not so much?
No, I think it's great.
Oh, good.
I think it's great.
Oh, really?
Because I was actually just speaking to someone about the idea about over-dating. And I met a woman just the other day who came to me for help who said, in the last year and a half, I've been on over 100 dates from online dating apps.
Whoa.
And I thought, oh, my God.
It's exhausting.
It was crazy. My theory is you have to meet a lot of people in order to find the one. But that doesn't mean you have to date a lot of people. So I think there's a couple of things. I mean, Caroline, one, I would say in your dating detox, don't be afraid of meeting people or interacting with people. In fact, I would make that period of time a license to meet people without an agenda and see what that actually does for your mindset in terms of opening up to different types of people than you would normally meet. Mm. But I think the other thing about detoxing from dating is you get back to what it is to actually connect with another human being. You know, we've all had that moment dating someone where we feel like, wow, this person, they get me somehow. And that ultimately is what we all want. We want to be seen for who we actually are. So I think the dating detox is actually a good thing. And what's great is it allows you to build up the parts of your life and the parts of yourself that ultimately are the things people want to be with when they are dating you.
That's what you were talking about doing, Caroline. That's exactly what you wanted to do.
Yeah, just working on myself and not focusing on everybody else.
Now, Matthew, she's really caught up on this whole breaking her detox before the 30 days are up. If she does go out there and she's just meeting people and a really cool guy hops along and starts hitting her up, it's okay to break that 30-day thing, right?
Yeah, you must never allow a rule to supersede the idea that created it in the first place. You might say, okay, if the purpose of this was to, you know, focus on myself and build up my life and experience more joy, maybe I am doing that by meeting this person. But what I can do during this period is take it much slower than I would normally take it. And I could even tell them, I'm not really dating right now, but you seem like a great guy and, you know, I'd love to get to know you better. I think anyone who's really confident isn't going to mind that.
Matthew, what kind of advice do you give? Because, I mean, I've been through this before. You get really negative when you've been very heartbroken and hurt. Like, you just don't even want to try. So, and I know girls have a different mindset than guys. So what's your advice to girls when you are, I mean, I'm sure Caroline is hurt and that's what leads to this. So what are some of the things? You say you meet a great guy, right? But, like, what if we're so negative that we don't even think we're going to meet a great guy? What are some of the little simple tips that you have for girls that are feeling negative and heartbroken?
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. When we're in that place where we feel like there's no one out there and we're so burnt out from dating, that is when you have to do the tiny things in life that actually make you feel like, A, there's hope, and B, the world's a better place. So activities that make you happy and make you stronger at the same time are always great. So if you do like you know, yoga, for example, or there is a class that you like doing that makes you feel energized in a different way in life, that makes you realize life is about more than dating, go and do that thing. I mean, there's nothing like reading a book or learning about a new area of life to make you realize the world is bigger than just dating and that there are a lot of things to learn about and grow from. If you can choose one of those things that allows you to meet new people at the same time, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. Have you been following Jenna on Instagram? Because that's what she's doing, yoga.
You know, how funny is that? It's true, but I'm telling you, it's worked because I've been negative for, what, a solid 6 or 8 months or just really not caring about dating. And now I've suddenly kind of turned the corner and I've been more active on the apps and feeling a little more hopeful. But I think it is truly because I just said I don't care and I'm going to do yoga and I'm going to work out for myself. Mm-hmm. I actually have read some books about emotions. Weird.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
You sound so happy about it.
But it's true because it's not just like, oh, I'm going to focus on myself, but in a roundabout way. And then you attract the different kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what people miss is it's hard to feel like something's possible that hasn't happened for us yet. That's the big myth of life. And we have to, you know, I hate the advice, believe that it will happen. And I think, Jenna, to your point, when you're out doing those things, and you are focused on you and you are having feeling yourself kind of get stronger and then tentatively sort of meeting interesting people, you do sort of, I don't know, the world sort of brightens up again a little bit because you're not looking at everything through that lens of, is this the person? Is this the person? Is this the person? Instead, you're just seeing the world as a really big and interesting place. Where there's so many things to do and so many people to meet. If you never met the right person, it would still be a fascinating place and it would still be an incredible life. And I think that's the starting point for a healthy relationship.
Oh, so deep today.
So deep. It's a lot to absorb.
A couple other things to touch on real quick here, Matthew. Your video that you released on your Facebook page that you said it's the most important video you've ever made for both men and women, the one about every man dating a woman in her 30s has to watch this video.
I was this is an interesting video because I had no idea what the reaction would be, but I coach an incredible number of women who get to an age where they look back and they really regret having stayed in a certain relationship for so long, knowing that one of their goals was to have children and now it's not a possibility for them.
Yeah.
And
freeze them eggs, Jenna. You're in that good advice, Matthew. Is that in that video? Tell them girls to freeze them eggs.
Jenny. Gosh, I know that's so intense.
Oh my God. Well, no, I don't make you wrong. But I do think that so many heartaches can be saved by people leaving the relationship at the right time. And if you really love someone, leaving them might be the most loving thing you ever get to do for that person.
Following the head over the heart is the most difficult thing for anyone, even if it's the smart decision.
Did you just hear the last thing he said, Jenna?
Yeah. Well,
there you go. That's very important.
If you love them, set them free.
Let them go. The video, you should watch it. It's up at, on his Facebook page. Just look up Matthew Hussey, or you could probably find his link over at howtogettheguy.com. And real quick, before we let you go, Matthew, can you give us 4 easy ways to get that hot guy's number?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? For the ladies.
Yes. No, it's not for you, JC.
Because I've missed out on this opportunity. That this is very true. How do you do it?
Well, firstly, if you do get his number, I'll give you this link because it will actually allow you to go and create the best text to send him.
Okay.
Go to getthetext.com because once you have someone's number, texting is the next thing that's going to happen. So you may as well be doing it right.
And I
actually
text
have
is plural.
Some amazing texts. Yeah. So getthetext.com. In terms of getting someone's number, firstly, go talk to a guy because you cannot get the number of someone you're not talking to. So go start talking to the guy.
Okay.
Start suggesting places that you are actually interested in going, whether it's restaurants, whether it's movies you want to see. Guys just want an excuse. So if you can say to a guy, oh, I really want to see that movie, or I really want to go to that restaurant or that gallery I haven't been yet, it gives him an excuse to say, oh, well, we should go. Then you can say, okay, well, I'll give you my number and we'll do that.
Yeah.
You can also say to him, if you want to be a little more casual about it, and he's with his friends and you're with your friends, just say, we should all get together sometime. You seem like you've got a really fun group. We should all hang out sometime.
All right.
What about just making business cards that say, call me and my phone number? So, like, if I see a guy that I haven't met, I could just, like, walk up to him and hand him the card on a business card. Or is a napkin more casual and better?
I'm actually a huge fan of that idea.
Really? I've really considered just having a card with my number to hand it to kind of alleviate the whole, like, hi, what's your name? Yeah. Just like, here, you're hot. Here, call me.
What I would do is put your first name and your middle name as opposed to your first name and your last name, and then your number. And it doesn't even have to say call me. I would just put And it doesn't have to look like one name, because that might look a bit weird. But as long as you make it look like, oh, this could be my last name, but you can't Google me using this.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
You know what I mean? Because that's the world we live in, and I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to give out my number to somebody, and all of a sudden they're going out and finding everything out about me before I've even talked to them.
Yeah.
So give them a card with the right details, but not the ones they can find you on, and give them your number, and that's it. And then you can walk up to a guy and say, that the reason I love this so much is, on your way out of a venue, if you've never even talked to someone, but you know you're leaving and you don't want to miss the opportunity,
yep,
you can give them your card and just say, you know, you have a great energy, or, you know, I thought you were really cute. You know, I wanted to give you my my number and see if we got on over the phone, something like that. So then you can leave your card, and that's so much easier than having to approach guys as a woman and actually have a conversation there and then.
Smart I've been move. Joking about this, but I kind of like it, because then what's the worst case scenario? He doesn't call you, but you didn't have an awkward conversation.
I'm already thinking of all the pranks I could play on Jenna, like getting a hold of all the cards and putting... Call me for rates.
Yeah, calling cards. Yeah, don't do that. Calling cards are different than business cards. I love calling cards.
Okay.
Matthew Hussey, like always, giving solid advice. Go to howtogettheguy.com, buy the book, Get the Guy, and make sure you check out that video on his Facebook page if you're dating a woman in her 30s, because it's a must
watch. And definitely go check out getthetexts.com. They'll literally have an array of text messages they can send right now.
He's making it easy on you, ladies. He's making it easy for you.
Thank you.
Matthew, can you say my name again?
Jenna.
No. No, it's Caroline.
Caroline.
Oh, gosh. It's not that I'm obsessed with Jenna, Caroline.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to...
Uh-huh.
This is awesome.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me, Matthew. I'm like, no, my name's Caroline.
I'll say it again. I'll get it right this time. Caroline.
Caroline. I love the way you say it. Caroline.
Not the first time that's happened to you, Matthew.
It's not. No, yeah. I wish it was.
Well played, Matthew.
Awesome.
We'll talk to you soon.
Not fair to do to me while I'm out of studio. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Matthew Hussey. That was great.
Jenna.
If I had a dime for every time that happened to me.
Sweet Jenna.
Jenna.
He's probably like, why did you want me to say her name?
Well played.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We like to have a little fun on Fridays,
mm-hmm,
and that means that every Friday we play Kelly Raspberry's favorite game.
Yay!
It's time for Match Game, everyone. Please welcome your host, Nick Gatum.
Wow.
I wasn't done with the zzz.
Okay.
There you go.
That was good. The intro was a little longer than the last one.
I'm aiming.
Hold your breath.
What's your goal? What's your goal?
2 minutes.
Okay, well, you're about 7 seconds
All
there.
Right.
So.
Thank you, Nick.
But yes, Match Game is a simple game. I'm going to read a statement, and you just have to fill in the blank.
Perfect.
And if Amber on the phone matches one of our celebrity guests, she gets a match.
Perfect. Let's meet our contestant. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm at work.
Heck yeah.
Ooh. That means you're doing great.
I'm trying.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
I work at the district attorney's office.
Oh. What's the hot case right now, Amber?
There's a murder trial going on from the 50s.
From the 50s?
Wow.
That's nuts.
That's crazy interesting.
Yeah, isn't the statute of limitations expired?
Not on murder,
Al.
Murder.
Okay.
How old is the defendant?
Suspect, yeah.
79, 80-ish.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Is it looking like he's going to go to jail?
What did she tell you? I don't know.
She told me that much.
They want him to. Obviously, they're charging him. Wow, that's crazy. Now they could use all the science that we have nowadays to help you out with that, right, Amber?
They're trying to.
Yeah.
Wow.
The DNA and all that stuff.
Fascinating
wow.
job. Well,
okay.
Let's play for nothing right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get started, let's meet our celebrity guests.
Okay.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Can I shadow you for a day of work, Amber?
You can. I think you would love it.
Oh, wow. Great. Oh. Okay, I might take you up on that.
All right.
And hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chuck?
Bien, bien, gracias. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Chuck. Proud to have never committed a murder.
Oh. Muy bien.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
And Big Al Matt.
One of my favorites is Seth MacFarlane. I bet Amber Thibodeau is from New Orleans.
Wrong.
Where are you from? Man.
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles. Well, hey, the right state. All right.
Louisiana.
Man, if you could just come up with something to rhyme with Lake Charles next time.
Not hard. It was from New Orleans. I had to go with Seth MacFarlane.
That doesn't rhyme.
Well, it was close. Like I said,
if you garble it up and up, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here we go. Remember, don't say your answer out loud and just fill in the blank.
Okay.
Here we go. Since Jenna is as single as you can get, she dresses up for food delivery guys and tips them with a blank. Jenna dresses up for food delivery guys and tips them with a blank.
Ding.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
I think everyone has dinged. So, Amber, let's go with you first. Since Jenna is as single as you can get, she dresses up for food delivery guys and tips them with a...
side boob.
Oh! Well played. Well played.
Yes, that is.
Amber.
Very well played.
Dang.
You know Jenna very well.
Amber knows me better than me.
Okay, JC, let's see if Amber matches with you. What does Jenna tip the delivery guys with?
I'm going to say this should be a match. I said nip slip, Chuck.
We're counting that.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations on that match, Amber. Kelly, what does Jenna tip the food delivery guys with?
Side boob.
Yay! That's 2 points.
Big Al?
Went with boob pie, Chuck.
That counts. That counts. That counts.
Yes,
three.
It does.
We go 4 for 4.
Well, apparently not, because Jenna.
Apparently not. Which, Jenna. You guys, you know what? Honestly, I did my honest thing here because I actually get food delivered all the time.
Yeah. Right.
And you guys are way better than me, but this is what I really do. I said a group hug from me and Wheezy. Wheezy's a hit with the delivery drivers.
All right.
Sorry. Well, at least that's you got three matches.
There you go.
Not nearly as fun.
Yeah.
No.
Congratulations, Amber. Here we go. Number two. When Big Al thought no one was looking, he was caught kissing a blank.
Girlfriend is out of town.
Mm-hmm. When Big Al
more than out of town, she's moved away. We tend to forget.
Yeah.
When Big Al thought no one was looking, he was caught kissing a blank.
Dang.
Ding.
Ding.
Amber, I think I heard a ding from you, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay, cool.
Dong,
all right,
dong.
Let's go with you first, Amber. When Big Al thought no one was looking, he was caught kissing a...
bean pie.
She's so good.
I love it.
Okay, let's see if anyone matches. Jenna, what was Big Al caught kissing?
A troll.
A troll?
Like the doll or a not attractive person?
Like the little thing that lives under the bridge, the mythical creature.
Okay.
Never say never, guys. Never say never.
If Amber would have gotten that match, I would have left.
It's random, and I think the word troll is hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Okay, JC, what was Big Al caught kissing?
A fired Matt employee.
Many to choose from.
Yes.
So many.
Kelly, what was Big Al caught kissing?
I said a beer. I wish I said bean pie.
Oh, man.
Wish I'd said bean pie. Yeah.
And Big Al, what were you caught kissing?
TV, Chuck. Just kissing the TV.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
No matches that round, but luckily Amber is on the board with three matches.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go. Number three. Kelly Raspberry was arguing with the cashier at the dollar store because the blank was too expensive.
Repeat the question, please.
Kelly Raspberry was arguing with the cashier at the dollar store because the blank was too expensive.
That's too expensive.
Ding.
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 Kelly Raspberry was arguing with the cashier at the dollar store.
At the dollar store.
Because the blank was too expensive.
There's so many things to choose from at a dollar store.
Because the... Al, are you struggling?
I'm kind of stuck on this one, Chuck. I don't know why.
Because the ding...
Think of my character.
I'm trying.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
think in Spanish. Maybe it'll help.
Yeah, I did.
Think in Spanish.
I don't know why this...
Ding.
Okay, you ready? All right, Amber, let's go to you. Kelly Raspberry was arguing with the cashier at the dollar store because the blank was too expensive.
Sausage.
Great answer.
Dang it.
Man, you're thinking.
Okay, Jenna.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're better than us.
Yeah.
Jenna, let's go to you first. What was Kelly arguing about?
Kelly was upset because the do-it-yourself wax kit was too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. It's hard to do it at home.
All right, JC.
You save some money.
Yeah. JC, what was too expensive for Kelly?
The female hygiene products, Chuck.
Oh,
I didn't know, man. Well, those would be expensive.
So offensive.
It's not. Everybody needs them, and you're very hygienic.
Why would your mind go there?
Very hygienic.
Okay, Big Al. Let's go with
repeat
you.
The question, please, Chuck.
Kelly Raspberry was arguing with the cashier at the dollar store because the blank was too expensive.
The stuff for 99 cents, Chuck.
Okay. Okay.
That was very clever. That was clever.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Amber's
cheaper.
So upset.
It's cheaper than
Amber. Amber is us all better.
Amber.
Than anybody.
It's so clear how well you know
game.
Us.
I said canned meat, also known as sausage.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you got to hang out with me.
I
get
all
some
that
sausage.
That's right.
That's a match, Amber.
That's a match.
How long have you listened, Amber?
Like 15 years.
She knows. You're in the no-no.
Before JC and Taylor even competed to be on the show.
That's right.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Al said the 99 cent stuff.
That was funny.
That was funny, Al.
Thank you. I just tried to reach for that one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, Amber, you are on the board with 4 matches, and here we go. The last one. Can anyone guess how this one starts?
JC
is so dumb. Stupid or dumb?
Dumb. I like dumb better.
Dumb.
How dumb am I?
He's so dumb. His new idea for an Olympic event is blank.
Okay.
Ding. I actually thought of this already.
JC is so dumb. His idea for a new Olympic event is blank.
Dingy ding ding ding
ding
ding
ding. Do we have to do this question every week?
We don't have to, but it's just way more fun.
I think I'm average dumbness.
Okay, Amber, let's go with you first. JC is so dumb.
How dumb am I?
He's so dumb. His idea for a new Olympic event is
shirtless selfies.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Hopefully someone has shirtless in their answer. We'll see. We'll see. So, Jenna, let's go with you first. What's JC's idea for a new Olympic event?
Staring into the mirror.
Well, is he shirtless?
Probably.
I didn't specify. I thought that just kind of goes without saying.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Let's go with Kelly. Kelly,
wait,
what
you can go in front of a mirror with a shirt on?
Why?
What?
I said, and I think this is going to be a match because, well, I just think it should be. Flexing shirtless.
Oh, that counts.
Oh, yeah.
That
counts. Okay, because it's still shirtless.
Yeah.
And when he's taking selfies, he's usually flexing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, Big Al, what's JC's idea for a new Olympic event?
The 100-meter shirt removal, Chuck.
We'll count it. We'll count it.
Shirts off. Shirts off.
JC, I think you need to take your shirt off for your
response. For your answer, your shirt should be off.
Amber's been listening for so long.
Let Amber see you with your shirt off.
Come on, JC.
She's not here.
Amber, she can see.
She's on the phone.
She's in good conscience.
Think about how covered up everyone in court is.
I'm a father of a... Yeah, that's right. I'm a father of a daughter and a son.
She's from the district attorney's office, man.
You're for the show, you big dummy.
It's for the good of...
Amber is waiting.
And I don't ask you to take your shirt off. You know that.
I'd love for you to take your shirt off.
See? Oh.
See that?
Amber wants it.
See that? Do it for Amber.
No, because then Kelly's going to be like, Joe, you just got to ask.
But no!
I'll do it. Fine. I don't care.
There you go.
Put your damn phone away, Jenna. This milk ain't free.
Yeah, it is, yeah, actually.
All right, Amber, he just
all
removed
right.
your shirt.
It's off.
Yes. Yes, Amber is so happy.
Say that, yes.
You take your shirt off for anything, JC. Like, we don't even have to ask.
I know. This is for the Olympics, JC.
JC, you are so dumb.
How dumb am I, Nick?
Your idea for a new Olympic event is...
shirtless mirror flexing, Chuck.
We're counting it.
That is a match.
Counting it. I think we have a record. Amber wins the gold medal for the most points in match
Amber.
Game.
Wow.
Seven.
Amber.
Whoa.
Amber, guess what?
What?
You get 50,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points.
Yes.
Yay.
The most ever awarded.
And we'll throw in a conviction.
Okay. All right.
That's what you want. Don't you want that?
No. Yeah.
That's what we're going for.
And JC will send you a shirtless photo.
Yeah.
That's only right.
No.
She did win.
It's only fair.
What's that, Kelly?
I want to lick it.
No.
No.
Amber, thank you for playing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
All right, you guys, we have another I Have a Dream to grant.
Okay.
This one's really cool because it's a military family, a single mother.
All right.
And she's not going to be able to be there for her son. So we have something in store for her. We'll tell you what we have for her son next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 45 minutes, and it's part-time Justin's year in review.
Oh!
Yeah, he's been here for a year. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll hear what that's all about.
Okay.
But we have a little twist on I Have a Dream today.
Uh-huh.
Because normally we get letters written in, mm-hmm. and we read them, and then we try to grant those wishes. But this time, we were alerted to a story, and we have the backstory here. Kelly, can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, a few years ago, I was introduced to this charity called Operation Once in a Lifetime.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they grant wishes for members of the military.
Right.
And they've done some great things, like when mom or dad's deployed. I've been to a couple of things where they'll take a group of daughters to see Taylor Swift in concert. You know,
very
they
cool.
do things
cool
for the kids because their parents are gone.
Awesome.
Or they help, like if a military member needs money to fly home to be there for their child's birth, things like
whatever.
That.
Yeah.
They grant
yeah.
wishes. So Sergeant Patrick Sowers, he told us, he's with the Operation Once in a Lifetime. He told us about Sergeant Tiffany, and she's a single mom and an Army medic in the Army Reserves, currently on a 3-week training assignment. Well, Tiffany's got a son who starts fourth grade on Monday.
Oh, good.
Same age as Emma Kelly, starting fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of summer vacation's bummer enough, but mom is not going to be there for his first day of school because she's away for the training assignment, and she's sad about that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be there for your kid's first day.
Sure.
Well, Tiffany, she's such a great... just a great person. She volunteers all these hours supporting others. She's trying to teach her son to do the same. Took her son to downtown Dallas the day after the shootings in July so they could show their support for the Dallas police officers and to help out any way they could. And her son just loves police officers.
Okay.
Loves them.
Good.
And it's Tiffany's dream, since she can't be there, to have a police officer fill in for her on her son Hunter's first day of school.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh, we have Tiffany on the phone right now. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you're out there on assignment, right? You're still training and stuff?
Correct.
Now, I have here that you guys have been under attack, which you've been simulating what you would do in an event of an attack, right?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So what'd you do the whole night?
Well, it's actually for about 72 hours. We wallowed around in the mud and the dirt and gun trucks and fought off opposing forces.
Whoa.
It was basically a big game of laser tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. But running through the woods and stuff.
It sounds like fun until you're about an hour 43.
Yeah.
Right. That sleep deprivation has to be pretty rough.
Oh, it was not fun. We got little catnaps here and there, but we survived, thankfully.
So it's a little tougher than a mud run, is what you're saying.
That is the perfect way to put it. It's basically a mud run.
Times 10.
Hours.
Yeah. And steroids, yeah.
Well, while you're out there serving our country, your son is going to be starting school. And as a mother, I'm sure that is extremely tough for you because you want to be there every step of the way, right?
Oh, it's been rough, man. I'm the PTA mom, the jiu-jitsu mom, and not being able to be there for this is it's been kind of rough.
I know. But like you said, your son is... he really looks up to police officers. So we do have something in store for you, right?
Right. Thank y'all so much.
Here's what's going to be happening. The Plano Police Department is going to line the hallway of your son's school with officers to welcome him. So it's not just going to be one police officer. It's going to be a bunch of police officers out there.
That's awesome.
And your son's going to feel like a superstar because we'll have TV cameras out there. Psycho Shannon will be out there on Monday morning to capture the entire experience. So we're going to be doing a checkup to see how he feels.
Thank you all so much. I don't even
know
the words.
Oh, cool.
That is so cool for you to want to do this.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And he has no idea, right?
He has none.
Oh, this is going to be
hopefully he's not listening right now.
Right.
Hopefully.
He's out in Southern Oregon right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, my.
This is so awesome.
How does this make you feel, Tiffany, that although you can't be there, there's going to be some police officers that are going to take care of him?
You know, I am just so humbled and absolutely taken aback that people would take the time to do this for us. And I mean, I can't even put into words how much it means.
Well, baby, you're out there serving our country. It's the least we could do for you, okay?
Oh, my gosh. And
thank y'all.
And you're going to have all the videos, so you'll get to see it.
Oh, I'm not even going to be able to watch it for a couple of days.
Yeah, Shannon was telling us that you're not a crier, but this has made you cry a few times, Tiffany.
Oh, my goodness. Every single time I've heard anything about it, any little bit, downpour of tears.
Well, they're happy tears, so that's the good news, Tiffany.
Very.
Well, thank you for what you do for our country, and I can't wait to see your son's face.
Yeah, and thank you to Sergeant Sowers with Operation Once in a Lifetime for letting us know about your story.
Yes, thank you all so much.
No, thank you. Problem. Thank you and your platoon or squad or your group of people that hang
all
out
right,
with
Al.
You.
All right, Al.
Al's got all the terms.
Yeah, does
down,
your group,
Tiffany.
Yeah, do you guys have a, your, does your, yeah, your, what is it?
Yeah,
exactly?
I don't know.
Well, I'm in a platoon, but then within our company, we have three platoons.
Okay.
And my company is my people. We're at Charlie Company.
All right.
And are you a single mother, Tiffany?
I am.
Okay. So that makes it extra tough for you.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's a little bit harder being away from home.
I bet. But I'm sure he's being taken care of.
He is going to be well protected and taken care of on his first day of school.
The whole police department out there for him.
Oh, all the other kids are going to be loving it too.
He's got great role models, Tiffany, especially you.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay safe, okay?
Oh, thank you guys.
All right.
We love you, Tiffany. We'll catch up with you on Monday, hopefully. What a cool story.
Yeah, love that one.
I love Sergeant Sowers, by the way. Yeah. I'm so glad you met
him.
Great. I know.
Such a great dude.
Are there ways for other people to help out with Operation Once in a Lifetime?
They have a Facebook page, OperationOnceInALifetime.com, and they're doing right now, they're gathering change. They're trying to gather as much loose change as they can, you know, which is going to go to the truth. So they're trying to break a world record right now.
Very cool.
And there's some locations. So OperationOnceInALifetime.com.
And we'll get the update from this stream on Monday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back to the show. Jenna just spilled egg juice all over her computer.
My God, you guys.
It's all in her keys and everything. It's
so gross.
I haven't had time to eat them yet, and so they're cold, and I picked this up, the styrofoam, and egg juice. What?
What key did it land on?
I'm so grossed out.
It's going to splash up egg juice every time you type.
What key? It landed on half of them.
Oh, yes.
That's going to smell. Ugh.
Your finger's going to be all eggy from now on.
Why do eggs make juice?
Egg juice. That's a very good question. Why do eggs make juice?
It's egg sweat.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Part-time Justin's in the studio with us.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Buddy.
Hey, oh.
What?
Turn up.
Is that like, are you like starting a Kanye
thing? Yeah, I think that's, yeah. I think I'll have my own vocab.
Okay.
That's not going to catch on.
Noise. Okay.
That's not going to catch on.
Yeah.
What are you doing in here?
What's going on, Justin?
I think it can. I talked to our boss, George.
Yeah.
And he said...
Is this for on air right now?
Justin doesn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said that it is my annual review is coming up.
Because you've only been here a year, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You've only been here a year?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Almost.
Wow.
Well, yeah. It's the anniversary.
Okay.
Anniversary of me. So it's my annual review. So I decided to I created the list of my review for you guys.
Wait,
you reviewed yourself? Let's send him.
Here's let me. So, he did a PowerPoint that he wanted to show George to show him how hard he's been working over the last year and what he's accomplished.
Okay. Yeah, and in my review included you guys on my thoughts.
Wow,
on
I've what, never
and critiques
had,
on you guys.
What?
My critiques on you guys.
Why would you do that? This is about you.
No, you.
George. No, George told me to do an annual review on my time here. So now I'm going to go down the line and tell
review
you guys.
Us.
Review you
no,
guys.
No, no, no. That's not how
that's
these
not
work.
How reviews work.
It's reviewing your performance.
No, I'm reviewing you guys.
Because I've never once been asked to do an annual review.
I never have either. Kelly.
Well, get ready, Kelly, because this is time.
But I don't. Okay.
You're gonna do it for us. Okay. This is just based on
Got
what
it.
You think.
So this is so since I've been here for a year, I didn't let anything slip. Okay. So
are you getting tough with us?
I marked it down.
I'd be careful here, Justin, because I got some good blackmail on you.
You're doing what?
Yeah.
I'd be careful.
So, you've been here how long?
We can go with the positives or negatives first.
Well, I don't know which better.
Negatives.
Negatives.
Don't you
first
think it's better to
positive.
Yeah, to end with
well,
the positive?
I don't know. Yes. You know that whole sorority thing. They make you say a positive, sandwich the negative in the middle, and finish with a positive.
Do you have double positive or just one positive?
Some I have one positive, and then some I have two positives, and some I have no negative. Like no back
no
critique.
Negative.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No
okay. back I wonder who didn't get a negative. Kelly. I wonder.
So let's go around. JC, let's start with you.
All right.
Boy.
Okay. So, you know, I have this bit part-time jobs with part-time Justin. I had asked you if you could get in contact with your car dealership to see if you can get a mechanic to help me work with them, get a part-time job.
Sure.
You took 2 weeks.
Yeah.
To not contact them. You said you would, but you did it.
Right.
And it's like, I got things to get going, JC, and you took your sweet time of not doing it.
Listen,
if you're going to say something that you're going to do, then do that something that you said that you were going to do.
I thought about it, and then I realized, this is my endorsement. And
yeah, amen. Can't mess with the moneymaker.
So,
can't mess with the moneymaker.
I didn't want to mess with the moneymaker. So,
okay.
Sure. I told you I would get in
touch.
So
I had to get the card myself and do it myself.
Wait, so you're telling me you had to do your own work for your own bit?
No, I had asked him for help for me for the show.
He came in here and asked one of the four hosts of the show to do his work for him.
Got it. Okay.
So I waited until you did your own work.
I keep that in the review for the boss.
I said I needed the contact, and you go, I got you, Justin. I said, okay.
Did you get the contact?
After two weeks, it was delayed.
All right.
Also, you eat eggs in the back office every time, and it stinks.
Is this a negative still?
And it's hard, and this is negative still.
Yes, there's no egg juice.
And you don't care. It's like, the rotten egg smell, I'm bothered by it. It's just like, you don't care if, like, can't focus.
Oh, do you want me to be famished?
I'm going to need you to eat it. I may need you to eat your eggs outside, JC.
Did you just say famished? I did, didn't you? You just said famished.
Okay. Right, okay.
That's not too bad, JC.
Kelly.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Is this a negative?
This is what I got for you, Kelly.
Mm-mm. Oh, you do have a negative.
You're a big tease. You keep you tease some secrets, and you never tell us those secrets, and it's annoying.
Like, that's true. On?
Yeah, last week.
What was the text, Kelly? What was the text that Alan sent you?
No, I can't.
See, that's what it is. Okay, that's all I got for you. Like, I'm so annoyed that you won't tell me what Alan texted you.
Oh, sorry, baby.
And it hurts. And I think Olive Kid Nation is annoyed, too. But it's fine.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
At least this section of Kid Nation is.
And that's it, Kelly.
Oh,
she's a tease.
I can live with that.
Actually, whenever I first started as an intern, you were the first person to say hello. Well, you said hello. You got something.
Me, JC.
Yeah, JC, yeah. Sorry. JC, you got something from the cabinet, and you said, hey, and then you walked away. But Kelly, she came to me with her tall legs as I'm sitting down. She shakes my hand. She goes, hi, I'm Kelly. Winks and goes, welcome to the show. And then continues on to go on air and be a bad woman over there.
With,
like,
my secrets.
Uh-huh, with all her secrets. Yeah. I was like, oh, my goodness, Kelly just shook my hand. But that's all. For instance, I started.
Who's the last person to say hi?
A good day.
I think Big Al was the last person to say hello.
I said hello to you the other day.
Whenever I started.
He's been here a year.
But I think I said hello to him the other day.
But, okay, Big Al, so far.
I've noticed there's been no compliments. You said
the positives are coming.
Positives.
Oh, these are all negatives.
These are the negatives. Okay. So far, Justin hates that I eat eggs.
Got it.
And he hates that I didn't get him in touch with one of my endorsements.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm mad that you said you were going to do something and you did do that something.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Okay, Big Al, on you. Yes. So far, you've been doing everything right since I've been here.
Whoa.
Okay, so you get an A+.
I get an A+?
Uh-huh. But sometimes I'll say something to you and you ignore me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that your hearing goes away the older you get. So I'm just going to let that one slide because sometimes I'll say, hey, Big Al, or comment on something that you did, and it's like you didn't hear me, but I just know you really didn't hear me.
Hey, let me get that backhand off of your face.
With work.
It's work because, you know, like, if I got an idea for Big Al, you know, and he doesn't hear it, but it's just, you know, he's been doing everything right except get your hearing checked.
Okay.
Okay, Jenna.
Uh-huh. I'd be careful, Justin.
Yeah. Okay, sometimes you say, do you know what I mean, way too often. And it's like, yeah, Jenna, we know what you mean.
Jenna's hip-hop, though.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I do say, do
just
you know what I
that.
Mean?
That's mm-hmm. what I got.
Okay.
And those are the only negatives I've got.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
So
oh, my God,
so
Justin, do you remember last
really
week
good.
When we were at that movie screen, I saw you sneak vodka into your cup. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't vodka. It wasn't vodka. It was a buzz ball.
So when you turn in your review to George, make sure we get raises, okay? Please?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk.
Okay, now positives?
Positives.
Great.
All right, here we go, the positives.
Okay, JC,
all right.
You're a team player.
Thank you.
Anytime the cast or the support staff wants to do something, you're always there. You're always in it. You're like, yeah, let's do it. And you get everyone hyped to do something.
Hyped up.
Yeah, you're the cheerleader here.
He wants to be the football player.
I'd rather be the quarterback.
Oh, I found
you're the
cheerleader.
Can I be the quarterback instead?
Nope.
Possibly.
Cheerleader, dude.
I don't want to be the cheerleader.
You're cheer captain.
Am I the nice. Cheerleader that holds them up, though?
You're cheer captain, okay?
You're the spinner.
You got the spirit stick.
There's not a spinner. There's a flyer.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm thinking about something else.
Big Al, you've got the best jokes on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They are the funniest, most unique. No one can come up with a great joke like you can.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Big Al.
This is random
right there.
Yeah.
Jenna.
Yes.
You're the interesting one, and you always try new things, and you always have a different and interesting perspective on things.
Well, I think that makes me a valuable asset to the
show.
I think
so. It definitely does. It's something you always think of the ideas that people didn't think of. So you're just like, wow.
That makes up for the insult. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kelly, you're right.
Kelly.
That's fair.
The best for last.
So only one compliment per person, huh?
I thought, yeah. Well, those are, they're a big compliment.
Yeah, they are.
Kelly.
Yes.
I missed one. Kelly.
Oh, is this on a negative?
Forgot
you used to be negative whenever I started, but since you started dating Alan, everything's changed.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, he recognized my positivity. For anyone
else.
It
boggles my mind.
I asked him just last week, I said, honey, what do you, because people were, we were doing a Facebook Live, what do you like best of me now? He's like, I'm going to stick by my original answer.
No way.
You should.
So positive.
He didn't have any updates.
I didn't even wear it off.
Dang.
Awesome,
he's Kelly.
Sticking by his original answer.
Well done.
So,
thank you.
Positive. Yeah, yeah. So now you're no more positive.
No.
And your jokes and humor are always on point as well.
Thank
you're
you.
Very witty.
Thank you. I like that.
And
oh, wow. You get three.
Last. Your wisdom is valued in the office. We always value your opinion and your time with us.
Well, with age comes wisdom.
We don't know how much time we have left with you,
right.
So we just appreciate that.
That's right.
This guy.
And that's my annual review.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
That right there means that it's time to get to your first world problems, Kid Nation. These are the things you feel like you want to complain about them, but then you feel bad because life's not that bad.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So we give you this platform right here to come on the show, get it off your chest, and get your Friday off right. An example of a first world problem, Big Al Mac.
Sure. Here we go. From the text, I bought my 15-year-old daughter a car yesterday, and it has heads-up display. But when I drive it with my Coach polarized sunglasses, I can't see it. Hashtag first
one. Wow, this one's kind of like taking me aback a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I purchased a new set of $500 bed sheets.
Whoa.
Bed sheets are so big they don't fit in my washer and dryer.
Oh my.
I had to purchase a $2,500 new washer and dryer.
Because of the bed sheets?
And now I want to buy a second set of these sheets.
Oh,
hashtag first world problem.
I love this woman.
My God.
What's a thread count on $500 sheets?
I love this woman. Come by.
I don't understand. How big are they? They can't fit in your washer.
Come by. You can buy me a beer.
Is there anything bigger than California King?
Goodness.
Jeez.
Gracious.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This one's from Twitter. Renee wrote us and said, when your eyebrows are so blonde.
How blonde are they?
Snapchat filters can't tell when you're raising them. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, that gets in the way from doing it. All right, let's get to the phones. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing great. Welcome to First World Problems. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. You excited about football season about to start?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Of course. Yeah.
You going to that opening game with USC?
No, but I work for the university. I do maintenance, so I pretty much work every home game.
Oh, man.
We travel. We jumped up and down on your goalposts at your field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that.
So what's your first world problem, Michael?
Well, I bought this cool little gun. It's called Bug Assault, and it shoots table salt at flies. And I ain't got no flies in my house.
Uh-huh. Okay. That sounds like a cool contraption. How do you even aim, though?
Like a gun.
They're like $50. I'm telling you, if you ain't got one, you need to buy one.
What's the name of it again?
Bug Assault.
Bug Assault. I got it. Okay, cool.
I love that. All right, I'm going to check that out, man.
Yeah. All right, well, put some trash out, Michael. Hopefully the flies will show up.
Flies will show up, yeah, right?
I tried that.
Oh, my, you're trying to get the flies out.
He's in Alabama, dude. Of course he tried that.
My man.
My man.
Michael, you have a great day, man. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Have a good day, too. Roll Tide, and that's my first world problem.
Awesome.
I love him.
Ain't got no flies.
Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing great. We want to hear your first world problem. What is it?
Oh, I got a new phone.
Uh-huh.
I had the iPhone 4S for years and years and years. Then I got a new Samsung Galaxy. The games that I play
now require two hands because the screen is too big for hashtag first world problems.
Oh, man.
Now you can't drive and play. Yeah. You have to have both hands on the game.
Dang.
Exactly.
That phone takes great pics, though.
You can always drive with that left knee.
Yeah,
you always could.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why they got to make those screens so big for us now? Thanks, JJ.
Did you see the video of the girl that was not only texting while she was driving, Kelly? We watched the same news. She had her left leg up on the dashboard.
That's just...
While she's texting while she's driving.
That's not even comfortable drive. That's a girl just thinking she looks so cool and cute.
What is she steering with?
I next
put my
to her
foot in the seat, but all I think about is if you were to get in a wreck driving that way, think about that. Your leg bone would break so horribly.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend in high school who used to want to do her makeup while she was driving, and she'd have me steer with my hand. Why don't I just drive?
Yeah.
That's a lot safer.
Yeah.
You know? Ashley, welcome to First World Problems.
Yes. Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. Yours involves your baby.
Yes. So as you know, babies get cold and I have a baby vac to suction him, and it works by attaching to the attachment on the vacuum cleaner, put it up his nose, and it sucks all the boogers out. Well, my fiance bought us a new vacuum cleaner, and the baby vac will not fit in it. So, hashtag first world problem, I have to have two vacuum cleaners now.
One for the boogers.
The booger vac.
One for the boogers, exactly.
Hashtag one for the boogers.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Those are
well, they
so
have
cool.
little handheld ones, too. You know,
that you can suck
things.
On.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it on yourself, Ashley?
I have not done it on myself, but I have done it on my fiance.
Yeah. I knew the dude would do it. We always do those things. Thank you for your call, Ashley. Let's talk to Sarah here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. We want to hear your first world problem.
Well, this morning I spent time making a cup of coffee in my Keurig, and then I remembered that we already had a jug of cold brew coffee in our refrigerator.
Oh,
too much coffee.
Too much caffeine.
Is there such
it was
a thing?
Horrible.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yep.
At least you're caffeinated, though, Sarah. So there's the bright side on that one. Thank you for your call. Let's take one from Jordan. Jordan's on the phone. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
We're doing great. What's your first world problem?
Well, when it's pouring down rain outside and the card reader at the gas pump won't work and you have to go inside to pay and it messes up your hair.
Oh. Man.
Just aggravation.
So aggravating. Yeah. That's, so how you looking now?
Well, now my hair is just really frizzy, so add pouring hairspray, I guess.
I say you just go home and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently. I wish. I'm a court reporter, so I have to be in court, whether I'm, sick or not. So.
I love those court reporter commercials.
Yeah.
Where you can go to school to be a court reporter, and they show the girl horseback riding and all this free time she has with this great life because she's a court reporter.
Right.
Is that what sucked you into?
Never mind. She got no time to talk to you, girl.
Yeah, she
got
to get to work and
you start reporting some court.
Court reporting.
But we weren't done with you.
those commercials.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They text
go back
so
to school
fast.
And get a court. Be a court.
They
reporter.
Have to learn another language.
Oh, they
like
do.
The shorthand, right?
Yeah.
And the keys on it. Have you ever been? Like we took a field trip once to the courthouse.
Really?
That looks nothing like a typewriter.
No, it's
nothing.
Like 12 keys on it or
it's
something.
Weird. Yeah. And they don't have a space bar.
Right.
Yeah. Are you there?
No,
she hung up on us.
I guess I offended her with my question.
Jeez, all right.
Oh, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, it's a very special day today.
What day is it? Let's see.
Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's also National Mail Order Catalog Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
I loved getting those when I was a kid.
Great day today.
And it's National Ice Cream Pie.
Yes.
Ice Cream Pie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, and?
And National Fajita Day.
Forgot about that. Make sure you get your steak.
And if you're doing carb-free, just don't get the tortillas.
Don't get the tortillas.
Rice,
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, and?
It's payday.
Oh, the Eagle Fly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And
there's some preseason football going on tonight.
Oh, that's right, Cowboys.
So dang right.
Miami and
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. And
oh, my refills are ready at the pharmacy.
Oh, my girlfriend's coming up.
Your girlfriend's coming out.
Exciting.
And
so defeated right now.
Happy birthday.
Yay! It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Elena. Happy birthday to me.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David.
Okay.
You guys don't want that one?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you said. I know from
Spanish.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
I know
Feliz
how to say a couple things.
Feliz cumpleaños.
That's a good one, too.
Did you know you share your birthday with Andy Samberg?
Did you know?
I am in love with him, so that works out great. Maybe he wants to have a joint party.
Maybe.
He's married.
How do you feel about being on the losing side, as you describe it, of 25?
Well, not great.
Not great, Elena?
I just would like to share with you guys all the things that happen when you enter the losing side of 25. Wait, y'all actually all know, but...
What?
Yeah, we've been on this side of 25 for a while.
Okay, so you're 26.
I'll be there next year.
I'm officially 26.
Yeah.
And these are the reasons it sucks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, reasons why it sucks to be 26?
Be careful. You're going to make everyone 26 and older upset.
Yeah. Well, we've been through it.
Well, I mean, I just want them to feel sorry for me.
We'll tell you if it's true or not.
No.
Because you're the newbie in this age.
I know. I'm brand new. I've been here for, like, what, 8 hours?
Yeah. Not How do you even. Feel? Any different?
No.
Okay.
Like, you didn't wake up with, like, back pain or anything?
My hips kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Your cousin
it's
ain't back
happening.
Pain.
Wait till 28.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I have so much to look forward to.
In other words, Elena wants to say,
sucks to be me.
Yeah.
It sucks to be me.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks to be me.
All right, what's wrong with being 26, Elena?
So the big thing that really inspired this list to happen was I'm getting kicked off my mom's insurance.
Oh, boy.
And it turns out medical insurance is pretty expensive.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to go ahead and turn down dental, though, because according to Google, I can.
Right.
And my teeth are fine. So.
All right.
Yeah, you still got a good 5 to 6 years left on those bad boys without treatment.
5 to 6 years.
Without treatment.
A lovely tip is you can go to dental colleges because they need to practice on people.
Ooh, boy.
And you can get your teeth cleaned and things like that and checkups.
Man.
That's good information.
Because, barber schools, everybody, if you need to save money, go to the colleges where they train these people. They need guinea pigs.
Nice. I want to practice dentist, though.
Yeah, why not?
Man, I won't even do the
practice
haircut.
They got to practice with someone.
I'd rather do the practice dentist than the practice haircut.
Yeah.
Recovering from a hangover is getting increasingly harder.
Yeah,
I see that.
Phone bills, I just found out in the last month, are a real thing.
Yes.
Oh, your mom took you off the phone plan?
Yeah. And then metabolism, not a thing anymore.
It doesn't exist?
Not anything.
Man, hey, you were lucky that you were on the phone bill till now.
Right?
Yeah, right. Till 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Yeah, expect Elena to do less Snapchatting.
Yeah, you gotta pay for own data plan.
Right.
You'll know when I can't afford it.
Yeah, those selfies are gonna be far between.
And speaking of not being able to afford things, I'm having to decide: do I want a new outfit to go out, or do I want to get my rent paid?
Yeah.
So that's big decision.
What you come up with?
Well, stay tuned.
Adulting
week,
is tough.
This weekend, I picked the outfit, so we'll see how long I make it before I get evicted.
Yep.
Kelly, you got an extra room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
Don't get addicted to getting evicted, though.
I've kind of been forced into accepting dates because I'm just literally so tired of eating ramen noodles.
So you're forced to say yes to dates.
Well, it's like I would rather maybe not go, but I also would rather eat.
So the chances of getting a date with Elena.
Higher right now.
Higher if you say let's go to dinner instead of let's go to a movie. So let's go to dinner. You say yes for sure. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to take me to the park or hiking, no.
Unless they're
real busy.
Right.
Unless, like, what's in your backpack? Half of my friends are getting married. A quarter of them are having babies on purpose. And less than a quarter are having babies on accident. The rest of them are forcing me out every Friday and Saturday night and sometimes Sunday during the day. And all of that stuff costs money. So much money.
You will soon learn that Sunday fun day cannot happen with this job.
Yeah,
true that.
I do not even accept brunch invitations on Sunday. It's a downward spiral.
I'm trying to make Saturday fun day a thing.
Yeah.
So I keep my sleep schedule just still pretty somewhat normal.
Sure.
And then I can, get hammer time during the day while the sun's out on Saturday and then still be in bed by 10.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do the party thing.
Let's make that a thing.
Cover on Sunday after you go to church.
Exactly.
Most professional athletes are younger than me now. What am I supposed to do with that?
Isn't that the saddest thing ever?
I know. Like, number one, who am I supposed to date? And number two, why are you more accomplished than me?
You have to date the wily veteran now.
Yeah, there you go.
The retired athlete?
The guy that just got traded to another team. Yeah.
With his own car dealership or cell phone store.
Ooh, yeah.
Tempting. Yeah. Yep. According to math, I am closer to 30 than I am 20, and that's gross.
Why is that gross?
I'm telling you, Elena, like my mid-20s, I was working here, I had a hard time, but 30... I did not get the fear like everyone did when they said 30
either.
Hits. I had the best 30th birthday party, and I just felt better about life
myself,
after 30.
I threw myself a huge 30th birthday party, and it was great.
Uh-huh.
Man, your 30s are so fun.
Yeah. 30s are fun.
You figure it out a little more, and you're a lot more chill. Like, you know, FOMO? I have no FOMO.
I have so much FOMO.
No, you don't have FOMO anymore.
What's FOMO?
I have all the FOMO.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
YOLO.
Yeah, I know what YOLO is.
People just automatically assume that I can tell time from an analog clock. And that's not true. So.
Honestly, when I wear watches now, half the time they're not even working.
Mine doesn't work.
Mine does.
Oh, yeah. It's just a bracelet.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's just for the looks.
Yeah. I literally wore
my watch upside down 2 days in a row last week and I had no clue.
You ask me what time it is, it's always 7:14 every time.
And then my failed dating life has my mom in my text messages like once a week telling me that I need to freeze my eggs.
Are you going to?
I don't know. But I did just finish my will. And spoiler alert, Kelly, you get everything.
You're giving it to Kelly.
I love that he's talking about she can only eat ramen and can't pay rent. What do you have to will her?
The Dustbuster.
I got my handheld vacuum.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have a throw pillow that smells a little bit like urine.
I don't want that.
You're ahead of me. I don't have a will.
Yeah.
I did so much stuff.
Yeah,
you'll receive from Elena all her debt, Kelly. You'll have to pay that off for her. That's what you get.
You don't get that in the will.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Can't get the good without the bad.
Happy birthday, Elena.
Thank you so much.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
I feel like I'm on the losing side of 25, but maybe I'll win at being on this losing side.
Be careful tonight, because I know you're going to go out and go do your birthday party. Be careful and, what do you call it? Lift.
I got Lyft on my favorites. Yeah. So.
Try to bring a sober friend to make sure you don't get in too much trouble. The sober friend's always good to
you
have.
No, there should be an app for that, because all my friends want to be drunk with me.
Yeah, and sober friends are such downers.
They really are.
So that might keep you from drinking too much, you know, because you get mad at them and then stop drinking and say, let's just go home.
Yeah. That's Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to do that second thing with the sober friend.
All right.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, happy birthday, Elena.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
What'd y'all get me?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Look
at this commercial.
Nice mechanical blue pencil.
Yep.
Look at that.
I got you automatic karaoke tonight at my bar. You don't have to wait.
No lines?
Yeah, no lines.
For you.
Yeah. Woo!
That's a perk.
You get the Big Al treatment.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewrite my will.
That's what you got me for my birthday?
Yeah.
Can I be in it?
That's why I'm rewriting it.
Yay!
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.